Hey everyone, it's Best Chick, AKM. I just thought I'd do an audio boo, my first one of the new year. Just letting everybody know what I did for the New Year's. New Year's was kind of interesting. It was weird and interesting at the same time. My mom and I were together. Yay! Oh, I'm so happy I got to spend time with my mom. We're actually having a really good visit. We've only had one semi-fight. We've had a couple of quick little disagreements, but very minor compared to what we used to be like. And I credit this to the fact that I've been trying to have more patience, and Mom's, you know, stuff is going on with Mom's health and with her memory and her hearing, and it's really upsetting me, but I'm trying to have as much patience as possible, and I have to credit somebody for, well, two people for this. One is Earl, my best friend in the whole world. I like to call him my love of my life because he is. I love him still to this day. And the other one is Stevie Wonder. You know, Steve lost his mom in 2006, and he just about quit doing music for a while, but he had a dream where she told him that he, you know, not to give up music and that he needed to keep giving the world the gift of his music and the world and the gift of his advocacy. And he had to keep being himself, Stevie, you know. But the biggest influence for me is Earl and his mom. They've really... Earl's really been pulling me through a lot and really been dealing with, you know, he's been there for me through thick and thin about my mom and everything else. And I wrote a long post on Facebook on New Year's Eve, and it really described what I've been thankful for in 2011, and I didn't write down my hopes for 2012. Most people know the biggest one is that I move out of where I am and I move downtown to the place where I want to move. And the other one, well, it's on my bucket list, okay? I have a bucket list of stuff I want to do before I die. And one of the biggest ones on my bucket list is to meet Stevie and tell him, hey, man, you know, the gift of your music and the way God's, you know, used you in my life and used your music in my life, even at the darkest, nastiest, most depressed times of my life where all I could think about was death and how to do it step by step, and, you know, all I could think about was I wanted to die. You know, God used your music and used your voice and your hope and your beautiful view of the world, along with, well, in the last 2.5 years, 3 years almost, along with Curly, my rowdy American / Earl / my best friend in the world, and the show Beauty and the Beast, you know, all that's helped. And I mean, there's even been times where I don't think I should have the cats, but I'm glad I do, for those empty times where there's no one here and I think I have nothing to contribute to the world. I'm not depressed. I'm just really thoughtful and really in retrospective thought in the last day or two. New Year's. The actual midnight was spent at the intersection of, well, near the intersection of Highway 7 and Highway 50, waiting for a Zoom bus to go into Brampton. With my mom, of course, we just got off a YRT bus. And I really enjoyed New Year's Eve, New Year's Day. We were out until early in the afternoon, about 4 o'clock yesterday, and we were both at our complete wit's end and totally tired. And, you know, I blew $50 on New Year's Eve, New Year's Day. It was a lot of fun, and there was a lot of things we did, so. That's essentially the end of this boo, my first boo of 2012. I hope you all had a great New Year's. Peace, love, and hope is my world of 2012.